History of Midjus. This village dates back to Roman times known as Darnus or Darmina, and even then it must have been a prosperous place due to the proximity of the highway that connected Malaga and Cadiz. Midjus was captured by the Arabs under Abd al-Aziz at a quite early stage of the Moorish invasion, 714. During the Maladi uprising led by Omar ben Hafsan, at the end of the 10th and beginning of the 11th centuries, Midjus changed hands several times between the governing emirate and the leader of the rebels. It was finally recaptured after the Christian troops took Malaga in 1487. Midjus is one of the largest municipalities in terms of land in the whole province of Malaga, with more than 147 square kilometers of land that includes some wonderful mountainous areas right down to its 14 kilometers of Mediterranean coastline. The municipality is divided up into three separate parts: Midjus Pueblo, Las Lagunas and La Cala, as well as some rural hamlets like Valtarcado, La Alcoria y Entrarias. On top of this, there are also some 150 small housing estates spread out within the municipal boundaries. Thanks to the climate and its magnificent location, Midjus has become an extremely popular tourist resort to the extent that today many foreigners have taken up full-time residence there. There are 78 different nationalities represented according to the official register. Midjus is famous for its burros taxes, donkey taxes, which is a typical scene in the village. The fact that the village can be seen from a donkey's back adds a special element to the tour of the town. However, the local economy is solely based on tourism. There is quite an active fishing industry here, which strangely enough, also contributes to the tourist industry due to the interest it causes for visitors.